Good morning and Happy New Year. What a way to start off the first lesson of 2023. I want to share with you something that occurred this last week before we get into our lesson. We are having a study, as we do on Thursday mornings. Several of the men here get together at Chick-fil-A to just begin our day reading through the Bible. And something that you are interested in, we'd love for you to join us in that at 7 a.m. But in this study, it came up that a short lesson lived within the time frames of 30 to 45 minutes. And I kind of emphasized, I said, so you're saying 30 to 45 minutes is short? At which the reply to me was, well, you're never within those time frames, so it doesn't matter. So I felt personally challenged a little bit. And as I was preparing my sermon for this morning, I thought, well, let's see if we can't do something to change that perception. So we're going to talk very briefly today. Very briefly. And I want to focus on the idea of today. That's what we're going to be discussing. And excuse me, maybe to prepare ourselves for that, I want to read to you a poem. A poem that is entitled Tomorrow. He was going to be all that a mortal should be. Tomorrow. No one should be kinder or braver than he. Tomorrow. A friend who was troubled and weary, he knew, who'd be glad of a lift and who needed it too. On him he would call and see what he could do tomorrow. Each morning he stacked up the letters he'd write tomorrow and thought of the folks he would fill with delight tomorrow. It was too bad indeed he was busy today and hadn't a minute to stop on his way. More time he would have to give others, he'd say, tomorrow. The greatest of workers this man would have been tomorrow. The world would have known him had he ever seen tomorrow, but the fact is he died and faded from view. And all that he left when living was through was a mountain of things he intended to do tomorrow. What I hope to accomplish this morning is to remember the things that we have talked about. Mickey is going to get up at some point in the future and talk about our past. I don't want to step onto that. I want to talk about the things that we've discussed together over the past year. I want us to consider where we're going tomorrow, but I want us to see that that begins right now. That begins for each and every one of us today. And so in this last year, we set up our minds to focus on this topic, ignite. To have our lives grow in ways that were measurable, that we could see and feel the impact of God's Word working within us. And we looked at several different things that we're not going to rehash in the course of this lesson this morning. We talked about growing in our families. We talked about growing in our singing and prayer life. We talked about growing in the leadership within the church and within our relationships as husbands and wives and parents and children. But some of the things that I really wanted to focus on that I thought about as I looked back over the year are things that I think are vital for us to be considering every day of our lives. We sought to ignite in our relationship with God. If you'll remember, back at the beginning of last year, we started with a look at this very Hebrew text in Deuteronomy chapter 6, a section of scripture that the Jews had known as the Shema. It is this prayer that was a daily prayer for the Israelites, for Jews still today, a daily prayer that begins with this word, Shema, hear. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one God. That idea of hear is the notion to take this information in and have it affect you, have it change you, have it mold the way you act in relationship to it. And so we began our journey with a look at that relationship that we have with God. And in that passage, we have this phrase that gets repeated throughout Scripture. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And that's where we began our year. And I want to remind you some of the words that we talked about as we look through that. We are to love the Lord our God with all our lavav. That is, with all our heart. It is a specific word that refers to our mental capacities. And so, yes, it includes our emotions, that our worship of God and our love for God is to be tied to the emotions that we feel as we reflect upon His nature and His character and the blessings that He has put into our lives. But also, that word entails our mental faculties as well, our ability to reason and logic. And thus, we spent part of the year reasoning and looking logically at the notion that God exists. God is real, and His nature, His creation declares His glory, and His word reveals to us His love and His plan. John chapter 1, verse 18, His Son, Jesus, who came to earth and died for our sins, who was raised and now reigns, He explains Him. And the Gospels are some of the most vivid pictures of God and who He is and what He desires. And so we are to be involved with God with all of our lavav, with all of our heart. But we also talked about another word. This word was nefesh. And that's the word that is translated soul. And we talked about how that word, sometimes we might kind of just take those and say they're the same thing, heart and soul. But the word soul and the way God uses it is in the idea of the created thing. He created our soul in the beginning. And we're going to talk more about this going into the new year, into this year. But in the beginning, He formed, He formed Adam. And then He formed a body in which Adam would reside in. And then He put Adam to a task, to a job. That idea of the creation. He created his soul. He created his body. And so his nefesh is all of his created being. And with all of our created being, with our the soul that belongs to God, and with the hands that he has blessed us to do the work, and the mouth that he has blessed us to speak his praise and to proclaim his glories, we love our God with all of our nefesh, with all of our created being. And then finally, we considered that we were to love God with all of our meod. That is the word translated might. A word that is used over and over again of the kings and even the enemies of God that would come upon them with all of their meod, all of their horse and cattle and chariots and archers and all of their power and strength. That is the word that we are called to love God with all of our meod, our abundance, our blessing, our wealth, our wisdom. As we began this year, we sought to ignite in our relationship with God, loving Him with the entirety of our existence. Everything that makes up me, from what God has created me to be, from the mind that He has given me to think, to the blessings and the abilities that He has given me to function and to act, everything going to showing my love for our God. As our relationship with God improved over the past year, we also sought to improve our relationship with our brethren. In March, we began by suggesting that we stop going to church. Now, what we did was we tried to recognize that we needed to see church as something different than just an experience that we had every week. We were able to go see a movie the other day, me and Holly and the boys. And we were in a room with a bunch of people. We were all engaged in the same activity. We were all moved at the same time. We were prompted to laugh, and we were prompted to feel sorrow. And we left that theater having had this great experience, but having no relationship with anyone there. Church is not to be the same thing. If we are igniting in our relationship with our brethren, we don't come to church, we become the church. And so we talked about the ways in which we needed to do that. We focused in Acts chapter 2 and how this great group of people had come together to have all things in common, and how we so oftentimes read up until verses 36 through 38, but continuing on, we saw that the church was active in one another's lives, participating in care for one another. But we also considered what it says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11, it is declared, it is proclaimed that Jesus, the Son of God, the only to have seen God, who comes and explains God to us, he is not ashamed to call us brethren. Not ashamed to call us brethren. That is a tough thing in Scripture for me. Because I know my life. I know what kind of brother I have been. He should be ashamed to say Kyle Blevins is of my kind. He's a part of my family. But he is not ashamed to call me or you brethren, brother or sister. And so if our Lord has the humility to look upon us and the grace and mercy to say, these are my family, what relationship ought we to have with one another? How ought we to look at one another, whether they have wronged us in some way or they don't think the same things that we think are entertaining? We maybe even rub each other in the wrong ways at times. We kind of push against each other. How are we to think about one another? As this is someone that, yes, I go to church with, I spend a little bit of time with, or this is my brother, this is my sister. In those same lessons, we also dictated that the purpose of us coming together was that each and every one of us grow around Christ, around the head of the church. But that only occurred when each and every one of us did our part. Not only are we a family of God, we are the body of Christ. And the body of Christ only works when every part does its share. And so over this past year, as we've talked about growing and igniting in our love for the brethren, have we grown in that regard? And then the last thing I would remind us of over this past year is our relationship with the world. Has that ignited? In June and July, 2 months out of the year, we spent time talking about evangelism and about our relationship with the lost. And a big portion of this was spent looking at an encounter that Jesus had with someone who was very much unlike him. This Samaritan woman who, by all accounts, he should have ignored, should have just passed on and not said a word to, and yet he used that opportunity to reveal the glories of God as he spoke to her. And what we took from that, as we sought to grow in those same ways, is to have eyes that looked for opportunities to interact with others, even if they might be different than us, even if they might not look like someone that we would think, oh, that's going to be a good person to tell the gospel to, that's going to work great in that situation. We have eyes that sought opportunity. And when we did so, we looked for things that we had in common with them. We talked about evangelism as not something that we make it overly hard. But evangelism is a conversation that has God sown into it. We've looked for things that we have in common with them. And as we build this relationship to say, hey, you know, I'm not somebody that's that much different than you. I've gone through the same things that you've gone through. We've got all these things in common. But I know something that I think you would like to know as well. And we steer that conversation towards spiritual things, and we weave the glory of God into our speech and into our interactions with them. And we created ways to assist that throughout the year. We've created these cards that are on the back table, cards that create opportunities maybe for someone who is feeling down to know that there are people that want to talk with you if you're feeling discouraged. Cards that let people know we're looking for anyone interested in having a Bible study, for people that are interested in learning about salvation, for people that are looking for a church family in which to belong to. We are seeking to be that. And we also talked about the study material. Study material that I assure you is still being worked on. In fact, it is hopefully in its very last form of revision and will soon be printed and we'll soon be studying together. How we can take that material and go to people and say, look, this is what the gospel says. Let's take all the mystery out of it. At its core, the gospel is this message that we would like to share with you about the glory and wonder and power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Have we ignited in our relationships with the lost? have we ignited this year? Thinking back to where we began, this isn't something that I bring up today to go moving forward into tomorrow, devote yourselves to this. It's something that I ask us to devote ourselves to today. Is my relationship with God what it should be? If it has not been, I love this phrase that a friend of mine, his grandfather, used to tell us all the time. He would say, and maybe you might not agree with the beginning of it, he would say, there is no shame in getting lice. There's no shame in getting fleas. There's no shame in these things. But there's shame in staying in that condition. His point was, everybody winds up getting dirty throughout their day. Everybody winds up getting in situations. You know, growing up, we raised dogs, we raised beagles. I came in all the time with all sorts of things crawling all over me. That's just what our life was like. But when we came in the door, Mom said, there's the bathtub. Don't come out of that bathroom until you've washed all that off of you. Maybe this past year, we look at it and say, I haven't ignited. There's no shame in where we have been. There's only shame in saying, I'm going to stay in that position. Choose today to start working on your relationship with God. The Israelites were told, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. How do we grow to do that? The next instruction was teach your children. You have to be taught that. You have to be taught who He is. You have to be taught what He has done. If you want to begin today growing your relationship with God, begin today choosing to study His Word, to learn the magnificent things that He has done, the love that He has shown for you. Our relationship with our brethren, maybe in this past year, we have not grown in that. It is not what it should be. Choose today. Choose today to look around at your brethren and say, this is not just somebody that I came to share an experience with. This is my family. And start building that relationship with them. Maybe you look around today and you see those who are not here. Choose today to say, despite the reason, it might be a reason of sick, or it might be a reason of I just chose not to come. Despite the reason, I want to encourage them. I want to strengthen them. I want them to know that they're my brother, they're my sister, and they're on my mind. Choose today to start growing in your relationship with your brethren. And choose today to begin growing in your relationship with the world. As we go out into it, as we go into our to spend time with our families, as we go and spend time with people that may be eating with us or just going through life with us, choose today to say, I'm going to build a plan to start evangelizing. Whether it be today be the day you grab a bunch of cards, you grab a track off the back, or you just come up with a name. I think this is such a valuable thing that we overlook sometimes. You just come up with a name, someone in my life that I want to make sure that I evangelize to tomorrow. Choose today to begin praying for that. Begin praying their name before God, that He would open their heart. To begin praying that you would have boldness and confidence to say what you ought to say in the right way, in the right manner, with wisdom and gentleness. Choose today to ignite. Maybe at the end of this year, you hear all this and you go, I've done that. My relationship with God has improved this year. And my relationship with the brethren, my understanding of what we're doing when we're singing and praying, the confidence that I have that God exists and that Jesus is His Son who was raised from the dead has grown. And I am more ignited at the beginning of 2023 than I was at the end or at the beginning of 2022. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 is what I had Luke read for us in the scripture reading. And in verses 1 and in verses 10 of that section especially, I want you to consider the language that Paul uses. Now, he read from the ESV. New American Standard tells us at the end of those of each of those verses, verse 1 and verse 10, to excel still more. The Christian Standard Bible says to live and please God as you are doing. You're doing that now. But in verse 10, he goes on to say, do this even more. Ignition or ignite may not have been the best word to use for our theme last year. Because oftentimes in our mind, ignite gives the idea of a one-time thing. Click the lighter, strike the match. Ignite is a daily process. For the Christian, every day we wake up and we choose, I'm going to grow. I'm going to let Jesus shine more in my life. I'm going to devote myself deeper to the study of His Word. I'm going to commit myself more completely to working through His power and His glory in the world around me. Let us choose to ignite every day. Now, as we wrap up, I want to say a couple things to define tomorrow and where the direction that I hope for us to begin moving as we head into 2023. If you want to open your Bibles to Romans chapter 1, and we're going to read in just a minute verses 24 and 25. But let me remind you what Paul is talking about in those passages. He's writing to Roman Christians, and he specifically is warning them about the wrath of God that comes upon all unrighteousness. And the imagery that he uses to most vividly depict this is the imagery of idol worship. If you look at verse 23, Romans chapter 1, verse 23. There he says, exchanging the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man, birds, four-footed animals, and reptiles. He says that they have exchanged the glory. Exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for images of man and for images of created things. And in verse 24 and 25, he goes on to describe this even more. And I want to put verse 25 up on the board. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie. They worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator who is blessed forever. Amen. When Paul boils down this problem of unrighteousness that is depicted primarily through idolatry, he boils it down to these words: exchanging truth for a lie, worshiping and serving creation instead of the Creator. As we move forward into 2023, we're going to consider the danger of the exchange. Exchanging what God and His glory has revealed and has offered us for that which falls short, for that which profanes, for that which distracts from that same glory. We're going to consider the sin of idolatry. Does it pose a risk for the Christian today? And I look forward to this. I look forward to moving into these lessons. I've been excited to study them, and I hope that they will be beneficial and profitable to you. I believe that they will. But let's end this morning considering one more thing about today. Turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, Paul writes to these Corinthian Christians. He says, working together with him, we also appeal to you, don't receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, at an acceptable time I listened to you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you. See, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Whatever last year looked like for you, and whatever you have planned for tomorrow, let me tell you, it's inconsequential. Last year is over. Tomorrow has not yet arrived. But today is an opportunity to call out to our God, to humble yourself and fall before Him, and to receive from Him salvation. If we can assist you this morning in coming to Him, if we can assist you in beginning today your walk that is freed from the weight of sin, that is empowered by the the grace of God, which is teaching us, which is instructing us to remove ungodliness in our lives and follow after Him, we want to begin that today. If today you recognize that while you have received that grace, you have turned your eyes from it and turned yourself back to the world, today we want to assist you in returning to Him in repentance and continuing your walk with Christ. However we can assist you, let's talk about that together right now. Come forward as we stand and sing.